Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us for the Preceptor Podcast. I'm Sarah, and I'm really excited today because Ryan is still with us, but he is going to be the person that I interview today. So, Ryan, we are going to talk a little bit about influenza vaccines and how they interact with cardiovascular risk. So just to introduce yourself, can you tell us why this is a topic that is of interest to you and basically what your credentials in this area are?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so Ryan Aids, I'm the Director of Experiential Education here at Manchester. I'm also an assistant professor of pharmacy practice, and my practice background is community pharmacy. I've given probably thousands of immunizations over my time as a pharmacist. And so that's part of my credentialing. I also in charge or one of the lead faculty in the immunization training program that we do for our students. So I have a really strong passion for immunizations. It's probably my favorite part of pharmacy practice. And so I'm very excited to talk to you about this study today.
And as I kind of tease, we are going to be talking about a new study that just came out in the JAMA Network Open website, and it's called the Association of Influenza Vaccination with Cardiovascular Risk. So just to kind of set the stage for us, Ryan, could you please tell us what the recommendations for flu vaccines are, just in case people forget? Should people be receiving one, two? If you're over 65, do you need a special one? Just kind of things like that. Can you remind us what those recommendations are?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're over 6 months old, you should be getting at least one flu shot every year. That's the recommendation. So 6 months to 106 years old, anything in between, get a flu shot every year. That's the current recommendation. If it's the first time that you're ever getting a flu shot and you're or for your child, and that child is between 6 months and 8 years old, they should get two flu shots that season, one time only, with 4 weeks in between those doses. Other than that, it's really just one shot a year. It doesn't matter if you have other conditions, if you're immunocompromised. It doesn't matter. Just one flu shot a year after you get those first two as a child. The only people who shouldn't get flu shots are people with egg allergies that are severe. And even in that case, we can get you a flu shot that is not based or made from an egg protein. So that's still an option for you. If you had a severe allergic reaction to the flu shot in the past, or if you have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome within 6 weeks of a dose of the flu shot, we don't want to give you that shot. But everybody else is indicated to receive and should receive a flu shot. If you're over the age of 65, we have a high dose flu shot available, which just gives you a little more antigen to react to, basically. And so that's something we recommend for many people over the age of 65 as well. But we always recommend a flu shot. We recommend it every year. Early in the flu season is great. So we look at like September, October as kind of the height of immunization time, but you can get it anywhere from August to April and really still receive benefit from the flu shot.
So could you please quickly introduce us to the study that I alluded to earlier?
Sure. So the flu shot, we know it helps to prevent the flu and to lessen the complications from a flu infection potentially, but we know a lot more about it as well. So we know there's a link between influenza infections and the risk for pneumonia and other illnesses, and then those illnesses increase the risk for cardiovascular events. So those are the things we're trying to prevent. We also know that patients with cardiovascular disease are at increased risk for actually being infected with influenza and complications in the respiratory tract and even mortality associated with respiratory infections due to the flu. So there's already some interplay here that we are aware of. This study is actually a meta-analysis, and it's in addition to a meta-analysis they had done previously. They wanted to incorporate a large study that was just completed and published last year called the Influenza Vaccination After Myocardial Infarction Study or Trial to see if the meta-analysis that they had previously done would be further refined or updated in regard to the association between the flu shot and decreased risk of cardiovascular events. And so they reviewed whether there was a difference in major cardiovascular events in patients who received the influenza vaccination versus placebo. They define major cardiovascular events as cardiovascular death or hospitalization from an MI, unstable angina, stroke, or heart failure, or urgent coronary revascularization within 12 months of follow-up. And so they were looking for all of those things. If that information wasn't available, they looked at specifically non-fatal and fatal MI and stroke events. And they were looking within 12 months of that follow-up. They ended up looking at six total trials and had a total population of right around, I think, 9,000 patients. So in terms of the meta-analysis, they looked at a number of trials and got 9,000 patients that they reviewed for this.
So basically, can you tell us what the study found?
Absolutely. So it was split pretty much down the middle. So 4,510 patients received the flu shot, and then 4,491 patients received placebo. And so they compared major adverse cardiovascular events amongst those two groups and found that there was a significantly reduced risk of cardiovascular events in patients who received that flu shot. So 3.6% of patients who received the flu shot had a major adverse event versus 5.4% of patients who did not receive it. That was statistically significant, and it was the number needed to treat a 56 patients. So if you gave 56 people a flu shot, you would prevent one adverse cardiovascular event. So that's pretty good. But when we look a little bit deeper, there's some more interesting information, I think.
I was going to say, that's pretty good, because if you think about, that's not 56 people with like cardiac risk factors. That's just 56 overall people. So, that's a very significant outcome. So that, I think, makes that even stronger.
Yeah. If you think about like the cost benefit, you know, analysis there too, flu shots, maybe $20-$25 a flu shot. If you're doing 56 of those, a cardiovascular event is going to require a hospitalization. You're talking probably near $100,000, maybe more. I'm not an economist in terms of that, but I think that's definitely worth the money as well. But it gets more interesting than that. So when you look at the subgroups and really look a little bit more into people who had cardiovascular events in the previous year prior to receiving the flu shot, the benefit was much higher. So for those patients who had a recent acute coronary syndrome, we had 6.5% of those patients had an event who received the flu shot versus 11% who received placebo there. So that number needed to treat turns out to be one of 23 patients. So for every 23 patients who get a flu shot, you prevent one adverse cardiovascular event. Really, really important or really interesting news for patients who have had an acute coronary syndrome or event in the past year. When you look at the patients who hadn't had an event in the past year, there actually isn't a significant difference between those groups. So it looks like maybe it's trending that way, but there's no significant difference in preventing adverse cardiovascular events in those patients. So 1.7% for the flu versus 2.5% for placebo there. It looks like it's really important overall, but specifically for patients who have had an event in the past year, this seems to be, to my eye, it seems to be a no-brainer.
Well, and I think it's important to point out, these are just cardiovascular events. This doesn't even look at like the pulmonary that really flu is, I don't want to say designed, but designed to really affect. So this is looking at a whole different body system than what the flu normally does. And we're still seeing that benefit.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're not even talking about, you know, flu disease or, you know, coming down with the flu. It's specifically related to cardiovascular events. Yeah. And we're still seeing that benefit.
So any downsides, anything that we should be aware of? Because this seems like very rosy news. Anything that pharmacists should be aware of with this?
You know, I don't know that there's a whole lot negative here. I think you've got to take the information for what it is. It's a meta-analysis. So it's not, you know, the best, largest study. It's a combination of a number of studies. It's really leaning on a couple of larger trials and then intermixed with some smaller ones. So it would be great if we had like a multi-center randomized double-blinded controlled trial with, you know, 10,000 patients or something like that. We don't quite have that. So you've got to keep it that in mind. With that being said, it's already recommended that we immunize every patient with the flu shot. So there's nothing groundbreaking here or worrying or troubling that I see that would tell us, no, we shouldn't do that anymore. So it's somewhat status quo. The thing that I would say is it's even more important now than it was. I think that when you have somebody who's just had a heart attack or a stroke or something like that, they need to get that flu shot that year. So if they're in the hospital, you should be immunizing them as part of that treatment regimen. And certainly if they've been discharged and it's flu season, they need to get that flu shot again so that we can try to prevent those recurrent coronary or cardiovascular events.
So anybody that's getting Plavix or anything like that, they should be getting a flu shot right along with it.
Absolutely. Get them on that beta blocker, the low-dose aspirin, and get them a flu shot. Yes.
All right. Well, anything else that you want to add to this, Ryan?
I don't think so. I mean, I I'm a strong proponent for flu shots and all vaccines. But I think the thing to keep in mind is this is looking at over the course of a number of years. You know, there's probably some variability in how well the flu shot acted in those years in terms of preventing the flu. However, it looks like regardless of how well it prevents the flu, it can really reduce those cardiovascular complications. So that's something I'm taking away is even if it's maybe not the best year for the flu vaccine with the flu shot, it could prevent some of those secondary complications, maybe reduce the severity of the disease or of the illness and hopefully keep people out of the hospital. So get your flu shot no matter the year. And we'll certainly keep looking at this and studying it more, but I think everybody should be getting their flu shot, and this just reiterates that.
Yeah, I think that's an important point to point out, too, is maybe you will still, if it's not a good coverage year, I think we all hear about that, it didn't cover very well. It's still, even if it doesn't cover well, it still is going to decrease the symptoms. It's going to make your recovery a lot easier. So still get the flu shot. Yeah, that's super helpful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. I really appreciate you being here to talk with us today about this really important topic as everybody's getting ready to ramp up for flu season.
Absolutely. Get excited. Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you so much.
And thank you all for joining us for this episode of the Pharmacy Preceptor Podcast. If you like this episode, please like or subscribe. If you have any ideas for topics that would best serve our listeners, please let us know. Thanks, everyone.